Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Welcome to God of the Myth, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you that in you we are free from any captivity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are the one who is and was and is to come. Bless your holy name, Lord God. And we thank you that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight and for moving by your spirit. Hallelujah. Speaking in us and through us. Hallelujah. And just meeting us at the very point of our need and then doing exceeding abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. Touch each and every one, Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, you know, the song you just heard was Minister Jackie O. Kelly. And I keep playing it because that's my favorite song of hers. Now, I'm not saying I don't like the rest, but that one just does a little something for me. Amen. So I wanted to hear it again tonight. Hallelujah. So those of you who have been with us, and maybe you haven't been with us all month, but if you have, you have had a wonderful time. Minister Jackie O. Kelly has been with us four Thursdays already. This is the fifth Thursday. So we have experienced what the Lord has placed in her. She is a gifted author, an artist, a singer, a songwriter, a musician, and tonight we're going to hear her as a minister. Hallelujah. Preaching the word of God in the way that the Lord gave her to preach. Amen. And so we're very excited about that. As we get into it, I want to just give a testimony of something that happened last week. Now, what I noticed with Minister Jackie O, with her songwriting and her singing, I know other people have said this about her, but what I noticed is that God gives her songs of deliverance. And even you know, the books that we talked about last week are, you know, really books of deliverance as well, because the books and the songs are tied together. And we just flowed by the Spirit as we went through her books on last Thursday. And we just kind of stopped. The Lord led us to stop. We were talking, going through her book called Forgiveness. And we stopped to really experience forgiveness and to pray about forgiveness. And when we did that, we just, you know, stopped by the Spirit of the Lord and something happened. Now, something may have happened to you. We'd love to hear that. You know, you can let us know about it. But I just want to share what happened to one of our listeners on last Thursday. What they said was, in a dream, God showed me hidden anger that was deep within my heart. He allowed me to actually feel the ugly, dark pain of unforgiveness I had towards an individual. It felt like it had taken up residence in my body, and its grip was tight and painful. When I awoke, and as I looked to God in amazement to what I saw and felt, I began to confess and repent. And as I did, the Lord began to deliver me. 2 a.m. in the morning, I was freed from the sin, anger, and unforgiveness that was so buried in me, but not hidden from God. I immediately knew all this occurred because I said the prayer of forgiveness that night, a prayer that I've repeated many times before. However, this time was my time for deliverance. I felt such peace and was so thankful to God for setting me free from something I had no clue I was bound by. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's, if you're just joining us, that was a testimony from one of our listeners who heard, you know, Minister Jackie O's song, Forgiveness, and also what was in the book about forgiveness. And when we prayed together, the Lord really touched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we give God all the praise and all the glory. And we want to, I have so much on my heart right now. I wanted to go ahead and preach. But I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to bless Minister Jackie O. She's been such a blessing to us on this month. And if you haven't had an opportunity to bless her, please do so tonight. Now, what I want to say is that right now, she does not use Cash App. So if you want to bless her through Cash App, send it to Get 'em Radio, $ Get 'em, G-I-T-M, Radio. And when you send it on that four line, say, for Minister Jackie O. And we will make sure that everything that you send through Get 'em Radio, through the Cash App Get 'em Radio, we will make sure that and more will go to Minister Jackie O. Amen. So if you want to send it via Cash, $ Get 'em Radio, and then put in the fork area for Minister Jackie O. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that she has other ways to give as well. And we're not going to ask her for that right now. We'll mention it again after she finishes giving the word. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Minister Jackie O. Kelly. Welcome, Minister Jackie O.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, I'm just so grateful for this opportunity to share the word. First of all, I want to say I just thank the Lord for that testimony about forgiveness. And, you know, when we were talking earlier, Apostle Kizzy, you know, that subject is so huge. It would take a whole, I don't know how many times to get together to talk about that, because there are so many of us who are walking around not even knowing that you need healing, and so in certain areas, and that's because it's been laying dormant for so long and that we just forget about it or whatever until it comes up in another form. And that's what I write in that book, Forgiveness, the book of Forgiven. You know, it comes up in different forms. So I'm just so grateful that this sister shared that testimony, because it's letting me know that God is doing this thing. He is doing this thing. It's so important for us to walk in forgiveness. And so that's not what my subject is about, probably should have been, but I believe God has given me another word to share. So you want to say something, honey? I thought I heard somebody.
Praise God.
Oh, okay.
Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. So I am just so grateful, and I'm excited to share something that God gave me a while ago. But it's just a great honor and a privilege to come before you and what I believe God has given me to share tonight. I don't take it lightly being in this place. I really take it seriously, a place of giving and sharing the word and proclaiming the gospel is a serious thing. It puts me in a place of accountability because every word that comes out of my mouth, I'm held accountable, according to Matthew 12:36. I'm held accountable to speak the truth and to prove that is truth, the truth that I speak. And so I don't want to be guilty or having the blood on my hands for saying something that's not correct. I always ask the Lord to just, you're doing this. God is doing this. He's speaking through me. And in my heart, I surrender everything to him. And I don't want the blood on my hands, only the blood of Jesus. I just want the blood of Jesus to cover us as we speak and as he give me words to say. So, Father, I thank you for allowing me to come before these, your people, my brothers, my sisters, Lord God, to share your word. I trust you, Lord, tonight. I trust you. I cannot do this unless you are here with me and speaking through me and guiding me. This is the only way that I can do this. And I just thank you that you trust me to be able to share what you've given me to others. So I'm thanking you that the Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth, and I will speak with boldness, and what you want me to say, when you want me to say it, how you want me to say it, and whatever it is, Lord God, you are going to speak through me. So my desire is to see your face and hear your voice only. So I give you all the praise and glory tonight. May someone be blessed to hear your word. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, okay, so here it is. When I began meditating, I was asking the Lord, what should I speak about tonight? And then I had no title at all. I was thinking, Lord, should it be about what I've already written about, subjects from my book, Forgiven Songs and Devotions? Should I speak about forgiveness or unforgiveness? Or should I take something from my Stepping Out, Moving Forward Songs and Devotions and talk about letting go and healing and freedom and all of that? And I asked the Lord, what is it that I should speak about? And so, as I continue to pray and seek his face, something ran across, I was picking up something and something I wrote a while back came across my way. And there was a title, sometime when I write a song, well, it was really designed to write a song. This title that came to me, in my heart, it was, that was a great title for a song. And so, but I ran across what I've written down a while ago, and I named the title, Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Came out of nowhere, that title. And this was a while ago. So when I came across it, this is what I wrote. And I said, okay, this must be what the Lord wants me to speak about, because we need to awaken the sleeping giant. So as I go on into this message or this talk, I just pray that your ears are open, that you will understand what thus saith the Lord through me, not what Jackie says, but what the Holy Spirit is saying. So the title came to me one day when I was meditating, and I didn't really know what it meant. I was thinking in terms of writing a song about it, as I said before. And a song of encouragement and inspiration, Awaken the Sleeping Giant. I was thinking in terms of we as a people to arise from our sleep and do what we are called to do. we have something inside of us that can change the world. So when you're asleep, you're not aware of your surroundings. And in the natural, the definition of sleep is a naturally reoccurring state of mind and body, characterized by altered consciousness. This is the meaning of being asleep, and it's reduced muscle activity. When you're asleep, you don't know what's going on around you. So taking it into this context, you're not aware of your potential. If I put it spiritually, you're not aware of your potentials or your surroundings or your purpose. Sometimes we are in that state where we're just not aware of who we are and what God has called us to do. So there have been many distractions and so many attacks on our lives. We all have experienced it. These adversities are designed to fog our minds. And what I call brain fog. You know, the enemy wants to paralyze us and when we're dealing with so many different things, and to make us unaware of who we really are. It makes us unaware of the giant inside of us, the abilities that God has given us, what he's called us to do from our mother's womb. But once we realize who we are and who we are called to be, then we will be. God is our source. He is the one who stands beside us, beside you, beside me. He is the only true and living God. And we are called to not, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we are to annihilate the enemy. God is our source, and he has no power with God on our side and with God in us. So all of the trials we've overcome, all the victories we've already won, has proven that there is something deep within us that must be awakened. So I wrote that title not long ago, and that was when I get an idea of a song, that's what I do. I write a title down. Sometimes I don't get the whole thing, and I'm thinking it's a song. But I believe that this message is for, one of the purpose is for us to hear this today. A giant. What is a giant? A giant is big. It's powerful, unstoppable, resilient, and strong. Bold, fearless, steadfast, and intimidating. The definition of a giant is enormous, gigantic, colossal, vast. And the meaning of wake up the sleeping giant is one that has great but unrealized and newly emerging power. So people are asleep when we don't know what truth is. We are asleep when we don't know what reality is, and not being aware, of the state that we are in. We are asleep. If we're not walking in the fullness of God, we are asleep. If we're not aware of what's going on around us, we are asleep. Now, I don't know who this is for. Maybe we have a lot of seasoned saints on this line. I don't know, but I'm going to get to the point of what I mean by awaken the sleeping giant. As I was writing notes concerning this title, I looked up the title on the internet. And, I like to do some research. And when the Lord gives me something, I just kind of look and see, where have I heard it from? Maybe it's something fresh that he's given me. But I went on the internet and I did a research information that would help me write in my own words what was downloaded in my spirit. So here's the history. I want to give you a little bit of history about awakening the sleeping giant. And maybe you guys have heard this before. There was a Japanese admiral. His name was, and I'm going to try to say his name right, Isoroku. Isoroku Yamamoto. I've tried to practice this before tonight. So anyway, there it is. Who planned the attack on Pearl Harbor would reportedly write in his diary, "I fear all we have done is to awaken the sleeping giant and fill him with the terrible resolve." So Admiral Yamamoto, sleeping giant quotation, and I'm going to read this, is a film quote by the Japanese, by him regarding the sleeping giant, regarding the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 by forces of Imperial Japan. The quotation is portrayed at the very end of the 1970 film, Tora, Tora, Tora. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that film. As "I fear all we have done is awaken the sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve." So an abridged version of this quotation is also featured in a 2001 film, Pearl Harbor. The 2019 film, Midway, also featured Admiral Yamamoto speaking aloud the sleeping giant quote. Although the quotation may well have encapsulated many of his real feelings about the attack, there is no printed evidence to prove Yamamoto made that statement or wrote it down. So William Sapphire traces its origin to the phrase dubiously attributed to Napoleon. China is a sickly sleeping giant. But when she awakes, the world would tremble. So this is just a little history on that. I believe that may have been where I heard that. But in the spiritual sense, the purpose of my writing is to come from another perspective of this title. It's a spiritual one. Awaken the sleeping giant is for all of us to take our rightful place. We have all a giant inside of us, and that's the Holy Spirit, God, who's given us the ability to do what he's called us to do. Also, to defeat the enemy, whether it's in you or the adversary. Because, you know, we can be our own worst enemy. We can be. We have to, again, awaken the sleeping giant that's in us. So as I began meditating on these words early morning, I felt like a surreal feeling that came over me, and a sense of inspiration, seizing the moment. I was having a moment and immediately started writing the notes. And like I said, I was actually going to write a song. And I think I started writing a song, but I don't know where it is. I can't find it, but it's going to show up in God's timing wherever it is. But as I speak, It is time for us to awaken the sleeping giant in us. It's time for us to stand up and be that voice God uses to impact the world through any means necessary, of course, in his way, whether it's through music, in my case it's music, speaking, art, books. You have a book in you. For those of you who desire to write a book, there's a book in you. There's something in you that God is calling you to be, and we need to tap into that, because when you hold on to those things, you're cheating somebody out of the blessing that you're supposed to be giving them if you're not doing what you're called to do, to be going, because I don't want to be guilty of that if God drops something in me to give to somebody and I don't do it, and I take it to the grave, And don't give that word to them. That's just terrible. And so that's how the Lord deals with me. So I want to encourage you through some scriptures that I meditated on. And then and I'm going to come from Jeremiah 1, 4, I think 4 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew you, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. And verse 6 says, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whosoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver them, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Seeing I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build. So where do we fall in those lines? Where is it that we, you know, where are we in these verses? Jeremiah 1, first chapter 4 through 10. God did the same thing with Moses. When, you know, Moses was coming up with all kind of excuses when God commissioned him to go free the people from Egypt, out of Egypt. He gave excuses of, well, I can't speak. I'm slow in speech, or, you know, I'm just, in other words, I'm not qualified. But God chose Moses to deliver his people out of Egypt. I consider this world in my heart, in my mind, this world and our surroundings and our circumstances is our Egypt. We have to deliver God's people out of Egypt. We need to deliver ourselves out of Egypt in the name of the Lord. So whatever is keeping us from being free, we just heard that song, Be Free from Your Captivity, Singing as You Go. And whatever is keeping us from being free or from doing what God is calling us to do, moving forward and to do what he's called us to do, Moses kept giving excuses. We don't have any excuses. We can't have any excuses. All he was saying is why he can't and what if. He was saying all those things. But when God called you to do something, you must go. You must go and you must do it. That is what we do. God has given us the tools, the anointing, the courage, the boldness, and the means to do what he is calling us to do. So there are no excuses. And I'm talking to me. I'm the main one I'm talking to. Because believe me, you have no idea that stepping out doing what I'm doing right now is huge for me. But it's about stepping out in faith and knowing that your steps are ordered by him. God will give us specific instruction. And I wanted to go back a little bit. I was talking about Moses, the scriptures in Exodus 3 and Exodus 4. When God was choosing him, was telling him that he needs to go, and he was making excuses. I just forgot to quote those scriptures, but there are no excuses. So stepping out in faith and knowing that our steps are ordered by him, God will give us specific instructions. Sometimes we don't see the whole picture. He may give us a little bit at a time, because I think if he gave us so much, it would be so overwhelming. And with me, many times I wanted to run and go the other way, you know, but he said, not so. So just as he did Moses, he will commission us to do something and not give us, and also give us the means to do it. There are so many scriptures, and I know that you can come up with that reflects what I'm talking about, but we must be encouraged to move forward. So many scriptures, you know, there were so many that I wanted to bring up, but his promises, he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will order our steps in every way. So the words that came to me tonight, while I was meditating on this and reading about this, and Lord, you know, as he was dealing with me, I want to say this to you. He consecrated you, he appointed you, He purposed you. He equipped you. He called you. He chose you. Amen. He consecrated you. I'm going to say it again. You are consecrated. You are appointed. He purposed you. You are equipped. He called you and he chose you. He could have chosen anyone else to do what he's called, but there's a specific thing that he's calling us to do. And again, I don't know why I want to come back to this, but if it's a book in you, write that book. If there's a song in you, it doesn't matter if you think you can't sing or not. You still sing that song or you still write that song because somebody is waiting for that song that God is giving you. Whatever it is, however you are ministering to people, just do it because he's called you to do it. Sometimes we feel like, you know, we're not equipped or whatever. Well, there's a song that ministered to me. A lot of songs that growing up has really catapulted me out. And it's really blessed me. The songs that I have not written, but songs that other people have written has really been a foundation for me, not only my parents and going to church and being around saints and being around beautiful Christian people and learning, all my learning and everything. There are certain songs that really have built me up, and maybe it's because I'm so connected with it. But there's one song that I want to share the lyrics with you tonight, and it's by Bishop Paul Morton. And the song is called I Am What You See. So I'm going to read this lyric. Help me to see me the way you see me. Sometimes I see pain, Lord, when you see victory. I see where I am, Lord. You see where I shall be. Open my eyes. Help me believe I am what you see. You see me victorious. You see me faithful. You see me believing that you are able. You see me rejoicing that I have survived. Open my eyes. Help me believe I am what you see. I am healed. I am free. I am what you see. Open my eyes. Help me believe I am what you see. That song was really a blessing to me because I didn't feel those things. You know, a lot of times I'm in La La Land or whatever. I don't see anything that I looked at myself as not victorious, but God put his loving arms around me and said, I called you, and he is saying this to you. I called you. I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I see more. I see so much in you, and that's why you are appointed. You are called. So Colossians 1:9-14, and I love to read scriptures because, you know, there's the scripture is the scripture. It's truth. It's the word of God. Colossians 1:9 through verse 14. For this cause we also, since we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11 says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father who hath made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We have an inheritance. We have to know who we are. And then verse 13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So I'm going to say a confession, and I want you to repeat after me. I know I won't be able to hear you, but I want you to repeat after me this confession. I'm going to say a scripture and then a confession a few times here. So the confession is, I am full. I want you to repeat after me. I am full of understanding of every good thing I have in Christ. And that's from Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart divides his way, but the Lord directs his steps. For this one, repeat after me. I commit my works to the Lord, and my plans are established. Amen. And then Acts 22 says, and I'm going to read this, and he said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. The confession is, repeat after me, I live to honor and please you, Lord, to know your will. Amen. So with that, all of this said, I'm not very long-winded, but I'm almost done here. I just believe in saying what I'm going to say, and then that's it. So let's tie it all together. I want to go back to awaken the sleeping giant. We must not sleep. Awaken and take your stance. And again, a giant is big, powerful, unstoppable, resilient, and strong, bold, fearless, intimidating. We want to intimidate the enemy. We're not going to allow him to stop us. We are resilient. We're strong. I don't care what we go through. We are strong women of God. So let's not sleep. When you're asleep, you are not aware of your potential, your surroundings, your purpose. So we must wake up. Wake up the sleeping giant. Let us wreak havoc in the enemy's territory. Let him tremble for once or for good. Let's make impact in this world. God is the force in us. Tornado. We got a lot of tornadoes around here, and I'm just so amazed of how the tornado moves. The tornado is very powerful. It destroys everything in its path. I have a visual of this tornado. I have a visual as having this strong force like a tornado that is destroying everything that wants to harm us, wants to weaken us, wants to stop us. We must be like that tornado, you know, destroying all of those things that are holding us back. So I just pray that, you know, that you are blessed. I tell you, I'm very short-winded. I don't have a whole lot to say, but I just pray that you are blessed by this and that you would take this along with you to awaken that giant that's in you and you know, be that force that God is calling us to be to impact this world. And I'm trying to, let me see. I wanted to also, let me see if I have here. I believe that's all I have. So, Father God, I thank you for your word, and I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the power and the anointing to take our stance and to take our position and to fight with the good fight of faith, with faith, and to awaken, Lord, that sleepingness inside of us. We must stand strong and make impact on this world or whatever our world is. Father God, you know each individual person and what needs to happen. So I pray that you are pleased with this word tonight. And I thank you for the opportunity that you've used my voice to speak on this subject. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. I give you all the honor and the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 We thank and praise God for that word. Amen. A very on-time word, awaken the sleeping giant. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
I have to say that preached the sermon that I preached a couple of weeks ago. Praise
God.
I was talking about our identity in Christ, and I was like, oh, boy, everything she said go right in that same sermon.
Praise God. Praise God.
So I just, you know, because we do have to know who we are in the Lord.
Yes.
And to be able to walk in the things that he would have us to walk into. And
that's
telling you, this is wonderful. We, by his spirit, we are unstoppable. We're bold. We're fearless.
Yes.
We are enormous. And
yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have unrealized potential. Wake
Amen.
Up. Wake up. Hallelujah.
Wake up. That's the word. Wake up. Praise
God. That is so good. And I, you know,
Amen.
I was like just really receiving that because, you know, the Lord has put gifts in us, not just me,
yes.
but in everybody who's listening. And those
yes.
gifts are to be used, like you said, to stand up and be the voice God uses
Amen.
To impact the world. And
Amen.
It can be done
Amen.
Through books, music, art. However God wants to do it, all we got to say is yes, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. That's all we have to do, and just believe that he's walking in us. And
yes.
I insist. And you know what? I'm saying this to me, too.
Yes.
Because I have those moments. I have those moments where, you know, I get like, you know how we used to say when we were younger, we get chicken. We do like, you know, it's just like, no, God is saying no. He's saying no. So now that I've spoken this word, I'm held accountable to walk in it. I got to walk in
Hallelujah.
It. You know what I mean? Amen.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I want to say for those of you who are on the line, if you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, you want to bless the woman of God and just, this is what I'm hearing, is speaking to her life. Amen. Press
Amen.
The number one key. And while people are still here and on the line, you can bless her financially through Get 'Em Radio or our Cash app. And it's $ Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. And just in where it says for, put Jackie O. And when you put that
Amen.
There, we'll make sure that she gets that and more. Praise God. She
Praise
has a PayPal.
God.
And her PayPal is her phone number. It is area code 559. 352-2457. And when you put that in, it does work. I've done it. So,
Amen.
Her PayPal is 559-352-2457. She also has a Zelle. And her Zelle is her phone number, 559 352 2457. And also she has a Venmo for those who use Venmo. And her Venmo is JackieO.Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, at JOK319. Amen. Amen. So praise God. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. And I saw you press your number one key, Minister Elaine. You're after Pastor Mom and then Pastor Price. And if anyone else, you want to say something, you want to bless and encourage the woman of God, press your number one key. Amen. Let's open the line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Pastor Mom. Hi.
Good mission be with you all tonight. I really give you a good breath and take you a good mission and good mission to come and go. I'll give to the prayer. I'm going to give you a little sister.
Yeah, perfect. Amen. Well, she's going to pray for you. She's going to pray for you first, Pastor Mom.
Amen. Yes, yes. Pastor Mom, it's so nice to hear your voice tonight. And I'm getting used to knowing you and everything. And so I'm just going to say a word of prayer for you. Father God, I just thank you for Pastor Mom. I thank you, Lord God, for her for strength. I thank you for healing in her body in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for her mind. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've called her, this precious woman of God, to be the pastor and to minister the word of God. I thank you, Father, for her. I just pray many blessings on her body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just praise you for such a precious soul. We're just anticipating healing and complete healing in the name of Jesus in her body. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine.
Praise God. Amen.
Pastor Catherine.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the phone off because it looks like we're having a problem. I have enjoyed you all month long, Minister Kelly. And I thank God for all of the gifts that God has bestowed upon you and how you've shared them with us. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I also thank Apostle.
Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank Apostle for just having you. It's been such a blessing.
thank you.
The main thing that I've gotten out of what you said tonight, I mean, I got a lot of nuggets, but when you said you are cheating someone out of the blessing you are to give to someone else, that was so good. And I think a lot of times, sometimes life can captivate us sometime, and we do forget about what God has placed on the inside of us, and we ought to rise up. Yeah, we ought to rise up like giants. Tonight, you kind of stirred up in me also the scripture Colossians 1:9. I was trying to think. I said, Lord, why is it that my husband keep coming up in my spirit? But I just thought about this was a time that he was ill and he was in the hospital, and he was going to be transitioned on April 9th. But in the meantime, he was in the hospital at this particular time, and I guess maybe that's why he keep coming up. But I remember when God gave me this scripture. To stand on, to fight. And you were talking about fighting. And I thought my husband was, when we first got married, he was an alcoholic, and I didn't know he was an alcoholic. But this is the scripture that I stood on. I stood on, I guess, oh, by probably 9 or 10 years. And it just really mm-hmm. blessed me. And I know I've read it because I read the Bible
yeah.
too. But
of course,
tonight,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
tonight it really meant more to me tonight. And I just want to tell you thank you so much. And also it encouraged me to rise up some more, awaken. You have awakened some things in me to keep on going.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you thank you
Amen.
So much. Yes, and God
you
bless
know,
you.
Thank you so much for coming on every week, and your comments mean so much to me. And thank you so much for your support. And I just love you guys. It, you know, I'm just so thankful that you're on and that you're with Pastor Mom. And it's just so nice to know you and to hear your voice every week. So thank you for those comments. And yes, just let's keep it moving. Amen. Amen.
I'm gonna miss you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Catherine, when I heard her say Colossians 1, you know, 9-14, I was like, that's Pastor Catherine's scripture.
Okay, okay.
Because I mean,
you know what, you
all
know,
the time.
Yeah. You know what, sis? Sometimes we can read a scripture over and over, but when somebody else say it back to you, it's hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's a different
yeah.
different. What do you mean? You know what I mean? It's a different entry into our bodies. We can speak it out, but when you hear it back to you, it seems like it means mm-hmm. more. What is it? What is the scripture that talks about hearing? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the
yeah.
word. Yeah, you know, it's and I really believe that that's true. That, you know, it's a different impact when you hear it coming back to you. So thank you for sharing that, Sister Catherine. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Minister Elaine, we're going to open up your line. I do believe you wanted to say something. Minister Elaine.
I wanted to say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, I want to say a good evening to Pastor Mom and Apostle and to you. And I'm going to say, Minister Jackie, I usually call you Jackie, but tonight,
that's
oh,
okay.
my goodness.
That's okay.
You stepped up. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
You put that hat on and you wore it well in the Holy Ghost. It just ministered
Thank
to me.
You.
And when you finished ministering and the recording of the applause came on, I had to stand up. I had to stand up and give you a standing ovation.
Praise
it
God.
Was just so blessed because, you know, I have been crying that, you know, saying that to so many people, you know, to rise
Amen.
Up and
Amen.
Know, you know, God has gifted you and people are waiting for you. And I've been crying that and I'm crying that. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, you were at my first conference.
Yeah.
That I gave.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And another one is coming up. God told me to do another one. And I have
Amen.
To, I am right publicly inviting you to be one of the speakers. They
oh,
have
my
to
gosh.
They have
yeah.
to. See, before you did your song, but now
yeah.
the word got to come forth. Hallelujah. I just want to say
Amen.
You bless my soul tonight. Thank
Amen.
You, thank you, thank you. And
Lane,
I am
thank
going
you so much. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice.
I said, you don't have to mention the name of who gave that testimony, but I am going to say because you know what, last week it blessed me. It blessed me, and we don't know how God is going to move and who He's going to move through. That's why we just
That's
have
right.
to be obedient. I mean, the obedience
right.
comes from both sides, the person that receives the message and the person that is to give the message. So
Amen.
There was a lot of obedience going on from you, Apostle, and me as the receiver. So, yeah, that was my testimony that Apostle read tonight. And I just want to say, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me.
Oh,
I love you too, Apostle.
Oh.
Love you, Pastor Mom. And I just want to say good night and God bless you. Stay encouraged.
God bless you.
Do what God has called you to do because it is effective. It is affecting the kingdom. So
amen.
Just bless God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
You.
Thank you. I love you. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Bye.
Pray.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Ministry Lane. Hallelujah. I wasn't going to say your name, but amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
All right. Hallelujah.
I wanted to tell you real quick, Apostle, we're in the mountains, so I'm praying that I won't lose it, but if I do, I'm going to come right back in, okay? Because we're driving home, and I just want to let you know. But I'm listening, and I'm going to respond. Okay?
Okay. Praise God.
Right.
Praise God. I want to say, anyone else, if you want to make a comment, go ahead and press your number one key. We're opening up the lines. If you have pressed your number one key, we don't see you. Our number one key is a little finicky sometimes. So if you have my number, you just text me and let me know that you have pressed your number one key. We see Pastor Price, and she's the only one that we see right now. Praise God. So Pastor Price, your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle, and to Minister Jackie O. You know I'm always, as I've been coming on, been very excited. I thought last week was your last week. I didn't know we had those five Thursdays, and so I was so excited when I talked to Apostle and saw that you were going to be here again and ministering the Word of God. Your style of ministry is as a minister, I'm trying to see how I could say how it affected me when I began to listen. It was almost like, you know, they said when Dean Winters speaks, the world listens, or when certain people speak. And I knew that even from the very beginning of you starting to minister, I knew that it was going to be something that was profound. God gives things in a profound way. Don't take long to do what he has to do. And when he's speaking through ones, but it was something that was ministering directly to my inner man. I mean, directly, like to the core of my being. That's all I can tell you. I can't really describe what I was sensing because I listened to a lot of different ministers. And when you began to minister, it was I knew that it was a direct, I could, in the spirit, that's all I can explain it because there's not too many times this kind of thing happened tonight, but I thank God for it. And one of the things about that I was so blessed today because it was a confirmation of things that God was speaking to me. Sometimes there are ones of us that are in, when we reach, you know, in our 70s or approaching or get in our 70s or we're in our 70s, what begins to happen is some people, I've seen it, they will stop. They stop dreaming. They stop believing. They stop, you know, they begin to wind down. And they'll get the rocking chair, and they'll get to get the old folks stuff and just go sit down and let's just rock a little while and just go rock on the way until we get ready to go to be with the Lord. Well, that's not what God is doing in ones of our lives. He's seasoned us and got us ready for such a time as this. Today, even today, my
Amen.
Daughters had gone out. Hallelujah. And my daughters
Amen.
Had gone out. And when my daughters had gone out, I was alone with the Lord today. And he began to ask me this. He said, what do you need to do? He said, I want you to come. And it's not that often that he does that because sometimes people, we don't want vain imaginations. There are such things as vain imaginations, but there are imaginations. And God said, come on, go with me. He said, tell me how to best accomplish what I've called you to do. Tell me what you need. Tell me the kind of atmosphere that you want. because God had given me a publishing company, the ABC Publishing House. And at one time I had to simplify things because my husband had gotten ill. And he said, now tell me what your best working environment would be. He said, and then he said, tell me, who's the one that you would like to have published once before we work with a sister of mine and publish some of her books out? And he said, now who would you love to have and what kind of book would not only your books, but who are you, who else would you like to have published out? And there were, we just had a really good conversation today. And he said, no holds back. Tell me what kind of working environment. What kind of people do you want to work with and so forth? What kind of equipment do you need right now, Helen? And he was just ministering to my heart, and I just poured out of my spirit. Instead of saying, okay, now, Lord, you know, I'm in these, you know, these times when people are now saying they're wrapping up things and stopping, you know, in that age group. He said, but no, tell me. And so we had that conversation. And I've learned that when God does that without a vision, the people perish. God will give us
that's
that.
Right.
And that vision is a hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's our mm-hmm. hope, our expectation, our, mm-hmm. our expector. Hope is the expector of our faith. So he said, mm-hmm. give me a target. Give me a goal. So now faith is the substance of things that we hope for, the things that hope, word hope is that we expect God to do, that we envision God to do, that we want yeah. to bring to pass. And a lot of times where people will look at hope and say it's a bad word, but Jesus is called our hope. He's our expectation, you know, our vision, our goal. So anyway, when I was listening to you today, and he was saying, awaken the sleeping giant. And we even have to awaken our vision, our goal. Because without a vision, the people perish. Sometimes we limit God. And then we'll get to a certain age, and we'll say, well, is it time for us to just go sit down somewhere? And, you know, no, he said, no, this is the time to go forward. One more thing. I wanted to do some certain kind of graphics. I've been doing graphics a lot. But I wanted to do some graphics, and all of a sudden, especially for TikTok, because I wanted to be able to reach some of the young people. I got on Facebook a long time ago because of my children, my grandchildren. I have now about 20 great-grandchildren. I know about 29, 30 grandchildren, but about 20-something great-grands. My daughter called me today, and we were counting the great-grands, and we were counting, and my oldest great-grandson is 18. He'll be 19 this year. So we were counting all of our children, and she said, oh, she said, dear, they call me my dear. She said, oh, my dear, they're getting up there. All, you know, the great-grands are getting up there. And so we were just reminiscing over some things. Well, I got on Facebook many years ago because of my children and grandchildren. Then get on TikTok now because I have great-grandchildren and Instagram because most of my grandchildren are on Instagram and the great-grands are on Instagram. And so God keeps us current. But he began to teach me in a very simple way how to make videos with movability and those kind of things. And he's yet teaching me, and I'm just marveling at it. So it's like when you talk about awakening the sleeping giant, it's like he's still instructing us, and I thank God for that confirming word. Don't just go and sit down and rock. Don't just go and sit down and just give up because you might be in your 70s, you might be in your 80s or 90s, because the one mother, what was her name, mother, I think it's Moses, she started painting when she was 90-some years old. And just started
that's
in
right.
art at that time. You remember? I
Amen.
Think you remember that. So I just want to thank God for you for that word. I thank God for your husband again. Thank God for your ministry. And I thank God for what he's doing. And even though, I wanted to say this, one more thing. Even though it may seem like we might not have the money in the natural to accomplish all that God gives us to do, that's what he said to me today. He said, I've got it. The cattle on the thousand hills are mine. I know that there are people that
that's
are against
right.
that are against prosperity, but God said, I got to bless you to be a blessing. How are you going to do what I called you to do? I have visions of different things that God has shown me, you know, to be able to accomplish and to get those done. And he said, Helen, it's
Amen.
Going to take finances to be able to
Amen.
Do that. You're going to have
of
to
course.
Trust me in that area. He said, you can't,
mm-hmm.
he said, you can't, not trust me. In fact, he told me, he said, Helen, he said, remember what you've heard, that prosperity is one of the elementary things of the anointing. And I said, Lord, if it's the elementary thing of the anointing, how come we don't have it? He said, because many of us don't have faith for it to be able to do it. So what he can't get to us, he can't move
That's
through
right.
us. So he was ministering to me because he said, you know, we're heirs of God. If we believe the word, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Whatever belongs to the Father belongs to us. So that's why he was telling me. Now, Helen,
keep keeping
the vision.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage anybody. I don't care what age you are. Because sometimes the young people feel like they can't do it. And, you know, I'm talking about 9 and 10 years old, 11 and 12, you know, teenagers. But they're now millionaire teenagers. Who are going
for
millionaire teenagers who have started at 9 and 10 years old. And then I believe that I'm claiming that there are ones like myself in their 70s. They'll be in their 70s. They'll be in their 80s that are still and in their 90s and they're still in their 60s and in their 50s that are going forth. And somebody's going to say, where did they come from? Where did they come from? But we'll be going forth and saying, we're part of that, what you said, that sleeping giant. We're waking up. We're going forth as God's army through the land. So I get excited. I was excited about the word that you preached tonight. It was just so succinct, so on point. And I just pray, of course, I'm always going back to talk to you again by the Spirit of God. I pray that I believe that you're like that Esther. You've been prepared for such a time as this. And I believe with all my heart that when we are faithful in the few things, Those few talents that God gives us, he gives us more. So I'm expecting, and like Ministry Lane said, I'm looking forward one day to meeting you. I'm looking forward one day to working with you in some kind
Amen.
Of capacity in the
Amen.
Spirit, because God is making divine connections, but right divine connections, anointed divine connections
That's
for
right.
his purpose
That's
and
right.
for his plan. Now, I'm going to ask
Amen.
You, as you pray for my mama, I'm asking you to pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me and for the work of the ministry that God has called me to. This publishing company might go forth. And then this worldwide Christian graphic art ministry, Scripture Christian graphic art ministry will go forth and be able to attract. Because the entrance of God's word will give light. God has me making a graphic design, and everything he said you put on there, you put my word. He said, whether anybody
Amen.
Wants it or not. And my vision,
Amen.
Big canvases, huge canvases,
Amen.
with the word of God written on it. The word
yes.
of God written on it. Glory to God. So I'm going to ask you if you would pray with me for me tonight by the Spirit of God as your Lord.
Amen. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for my sister, and I thank you for her vision, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you have given us vision. What is the scripture that says, without the vision, our people will perish? You know, you know what? Put vision in us. To do what you've equipped us already. You've already given my sister the resources to do what she's going to do with the young people and everything that she needs. We're not going to keep stay back because we have to know, Lord, that Abraham's blessings are ours. We thank you, Father, that it's okay to have the resources we need to do what you call us to do. And that's what we have to always keep in our hearts and our minds, to not hold back because somebody might say that it's a prosperity thing or whatever. It's the heart of man. And you see my sister's heart, Lord God. You see her heart and what she's requesting, what she's needing. With everything that she's doing, Father God, you know the ins and outs. You know what it takes. You've given us the resources already. So I thank you, Lord God, for the resources. Yeah, we may not have a big bank account, but you got the bank account. You know the people who's going to pour into her life and into this ministry. They got the bank account. Whatever, however you choose to give it to her in order to do what she needs to do, Father God. We thank you for it in advance, and we expecting it. Ain't nothing, we ain't, we,
we're expecting that the resources to be there and the blessings that she's going to help with these young people. We need to know what the young people are doing now so we can reach them. The TikTok
yes.
thing, I know it. You know, we need to know all of that. If we want to reach our young people, we have to meet them where they are. So I thank you, Father God, that you've given her that desire to do this and to bless these young people and her marketing and all her skills that you've given her, Lord. You didn't give it to her for it to just lay aside. You've given her vision. So I thank you, Father, for the vision. We expect it to happen in the name of Jesus because your word says that it is so. So we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for the ones who think that they're too old to do anything for the kingdom. You're never too old. There were people in the biblical days who were 150. I mean, your little 89 or 87-year-old is nothing compared to who you call to do things in their older age. So, Father God, we rebuke that dead devil in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to rebuke it, that thought, in the name of Jesus. As long as we have breath in our bodies, and as long as even if an older person is sitting there encouraging our young people, that is something. So, Father God, I pray that you would awaken that giant in our older saints, Lord, because we need them.
Yes,
we need their wisdom, Lord God. We need their knowledge, Lord God. I need my elders to teach me even at my age. Our kids need our elders, Lord God, and I pray that you will awaken that thing in them too. We're never too old. As long as we got breath, we're never too old. We're never retired. I am not going to ever retire from what I'm doing until you take my last breath. And this is the same thing that my husband and I are in agreement with. I don't care if we got pain in our bodies and we feel like we don't have no strength. If we do the right things to keep the strength and eat right and do all the things, the natural things that you call us to do, that's our responsibility and you do the rest. So, Lord God, I just pray that you will awaken that giant that's inside our senior saints, Lord God. We're never too young. We're never too young and we're never too old. The young ones going to bring some spice and the older ones are going to bring the hold up the bottom or give us that thickness of what we need in order to survive in this earth. So, Father God, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus, and I call it done, and I receive it. I'm going to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you so much. And God bless you, and you have a blessed night now.
You
can. Going back
Amen.
On you. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless
oh, that
you.
Was
thank
good.
You, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I kept thinking about
thank
Caleb.
You.
Hallelujah. And he was old. And he was like, I want my land. I want it.
There it is. I want the cattle on a thousand. What is the cattle on a thousand hills? I want Abraham's blessing. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want
Amen.
It. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't see anyone else with their number one key. But you guys are holding on, and you're listening. So I'll do a little shout-out before I go any further. Shout-out to you, Sister Debbie from St. Louis, Minister Rachel from New Jersey, Apostle Patrice from Florida, and there's Minister Elaine still with us from North Carolina. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine from St. Louis, Minister Carrie from St. Louis, Minister Kiva from Tennessee, hallelujah,
Amen.
And Reverend Treva from California, hallelujah.
Amen.
So we give a shout out to all of you and thank you so much for being here with us and you still have an opportunity to press your number one key if the Lord leads you to. to say something. You still have some time for that. Oh, we did see Minister Mary as well, who was with us. So we thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to let you rest for a few moments. And I'm going to, you know, we pray the prayer of salvation on all of these broadcasts. We'll talk about what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we'll come back to you in just a few moments. Once again, we want to encourage you all, if you want to, if you're led to sow into this wonderful woman of God, Minister Jackie O, you can do it via Cash App through the Get 'Em Radio Cash App. And our Cash App is $GITM Radio. And on the four line, just type in Jackie, and we'll make sure that she gets that and more. If you want to give via PayPal, you can use her phone number. And her phone number is 559-352-2457. If you give through Zelle, you can also do that using her phone number, 559-352-2457. And if you give via Venmo, you can use her name, Jackie O. Dot Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, at JOK319. Amen. Amen. So we'll be back with you in just a little bit, Minister Jackie O. Now, if you're listening to this line today and you've been on with us and you heard that word, awaking the sleeping giant, if you don't know that you are born again, if you don't know that you're saved, you don't have the giant yet on the inside of you. And that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants to be in you. You know, in John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So the Lord loves you so much, not just a little bit, but he so loves you. And so he also tells us in Romans 10:9, how to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, how to be saved. And so it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And so believing, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, making a choice to say a prayer. And we're going to pray in just a few moments. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, and that the Bible is, even though you may not understand it right now, you make a choice to believe. And then the understanding will come. And that understanding that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. You choose to believe that. None of us were there 2,000 years ago. So it is definitely a choice to believe. And so make the choice right now and repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved. I am born again. I am redeemed. And heaven is my home. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now, since you prayed that prayer, Christ is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a giant. He is enormous on the inside of you. He lives. He moves. He has his being on the inside of you. It's not just a thought. It's not just a mental ascent, but Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you'll understand even more as you learn and you grow. And so right now we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You are our brother or our sister. Hallelujah. And we welcome you. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even understand the word of God when you read it, because the Lord will be right there with you every time you read the word of God. And you can just him in your heart, Lord, what does this mean? And he will help you to know the meaning of the word of God. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And then we want to invite you to learn more, to grow more in the word of God. And you can do that with any Bible-believing church. And you can also do that here with us with the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts. And I'll tell you what we do. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you call the same phone number, area code 516-418-5699. We meet on Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. You'll learn and you'll grow. Now, this Sunday is the first Sunday we'll be having communion, so you can bring your communion element. You can bring your juice, crackers, bread. You can even bring water if you don't have juice, and meet with us, and we will have an anointed time of communion with the Lord. Also, on that day, on the first Sunday of every month, we have tag team preaching. So you can get a scripture, get a topic, and you can preach for 5 whole minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're qualified to do that. Hallelujah. All of us are qualified to do that. You can also read some scripture with us. You can, if you have a song that you'd like for us to play, and you send me the link for that song, we'll have it queued up on Sunday. There's so many things that you can do. You can share a testimony with us on Sunday. But the main thing is that we want to hear from you, because it's not only just Pastor Mom and myself who has the word. We know that God has invested his word in you as well. Praise God. So on Monday, we have our Bible teaching series with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And then on Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we call that Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we have 4 volunteers who pray in tongues, who have a heavenly language, prayer language. We pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues, and it is no less than awesome. Now, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call it Prophetic Healing. Amen. With the healing community, and we also have his co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And so the next time we're going to meet is April the 13th, Wednesday. That's April the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please invite people who need to be healed. Amen. The last time we were together, there were 12 healings over the phone. Real impactful. God is there with us. Hallelujah. Healing. Amen. So invite someone. And if you need healing as well, meet us there. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, April the 13th. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And that's what you're listening to right now. Hallelujah. And it's really kind of a Christian talk show. And more than anything, it's to help us to grow and to learn. And God gives us so many different topics. So this month, we have a wonderful, I want to say Dr. Jackie. We have our wonderful Minister Jackie O with us. And we've learned so much. And God has generationally blessed her. It's been such a blessing. Next month, we're going to be talking about the five love languages. If you haven't heard about that, you're in for a treat. If you have heard about it, it was so big for a while. People were talking about the five love languages. Come and join us, and you will learn more about yourself, what the Lord is doing on the inside of you. And it's going to be just wonderful. It's the five love languages. And we'll be doing that through the month of April, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday night. Hallelujah. And we're so excited about what God is doing in this Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. If you want to listen to this broadcast or any of our over 1,200 broadcasts, you can do that by going to Google and Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. If you want to hear the series on from Minister Jackie O, you just put in Get 'Em Radio Jackie O, and all of her broadcasts will pop up. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to listen to them. You can download them. Hallelujah. And listen to them, you know, whenever you want to, 24 hours a day. And then you can feast, like I said, on our other broadcasts. We have so many things. We have spiritual warfare boot camp. We have an evangelism boot camp. We've talked about cryptocurrency. If you want to know how to use Instacart, we talked about that too. Amen. Or DoorDash, those kind of things like that. We've even talked about buying insurance, health insurance, buying a house. So many wonderful topics. Writing a book, getting your book published. Amen. So much in our Get 'Em Radio archives that you can feast on and be blessed by. So please check that out. Amen. All right. Let's go back to Minister Jackie O. And she's going to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Minister Jackie.
Amen. 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 Wow. You know, Get 'Em Radio, there is no excuse to not get, you know, get the word of God and all the things that we need to live on, to live. There is no excuse because you got it all there on Get 'Em Radio. I'm just so grateful and thankful, Apostle Kizzy, for you and what you're doing and your heart for the Lord. And I know that anybody that follows you or around you, they have to have the same kind of heart because you are just a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. And I'm just so thankful to know you. And I'm so thankful to my friend Kiva for introducing me to you. So I just don't, I almost don't want it to end, but I'm gonna click in sometimes to hear what you guys are doing. So thank you for that information. And I just want to encourage the listeners to just remember who you are in Christ. And if you need to step it up a little bit on one part of, you know, what you're doing, do that. And because it's all for the glory of God, and we have to love. When we love God, we love people. When we love people, you know, we love God. It all goes together, and that's what it's all about. So let that giant rise up in you. And I know that this ministry was probably mostly for the saints, but I'm so glad, Sister Kizzy, that you brought out something that if you don't have them inside of you, you can't have no giant. I mean, you know what? You have to have the Lord and the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you in order to rise and to be that, you know, to have that force. And so thank you for bringing that out. And, you know, just continue on, women of God, and let's keep it going. Let's do what we're supposed to do. I know that, you know, he's doing something inside of me too that, you know, that I've never experienced before. And there's always something new in the Lord. So we're constantly revolving. We're constantly growing. So I just thank the Lord for this opportunity that you've given me, Apostle Kizzy, to share my gifts. And it's not gone unnoticed. I'm just so grateful that the Lord put this on your heart for me to do this. And I'm looking forward to future endeavors with you, Sue. And I love you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, before you close out, there's a couple of things. Reverend Shreva wants to say something. And okay, Reverend Shreva, you disappeared. What happened to you? Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm going to pray for people. I keep perceiving something, and I keep kind of pushing it off, and the Lord said, you need to pray for people. So I'm going to pray, and then I'll have you close in prayer. Reverend Shreva, if you want to say something. Reverend
Hello.
Shreva? Hi.
Hi, I'm on another call. I hit it by accident.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
But God bless y'all. I'm still at the revival.
Okay.
But
all right,
God
then.
Bless you. I really enjoyed the service.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for simulcasting us. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to pray for someone right now that's going through pain in their shoulder, around their shoulder blade, around the rotator cuff area, down into their forearm. You know, where the muscle is above the elbow, all in that area. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them right now. We come against that pain, that excruciating pain that they're going through in their shoulder, down their arm. It may be even in the back area. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your hand is on it right now. In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah. And your anointing is going through them right now, taking that pain out in the name of Jesus and bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And we speak to whatever this is and all that it stands for, no matter how long you've been there, you cannot stay. You have no right. You have no permission to be there. You must leave now in the name of Jesus, never to return, only to be replaced by complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, where all the pain is gone and there is full range of movement. And we give you praise and glory for that, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know if it's somebody who's on the line with us tonight. I don't know if it's someone who's going to listen in the future. If it's someone tonight, let me know. Let us know that that's you. Question number one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's me. That was for me, Sister Jackie, because I have this tingling in my arm, my left arm, that was from my shoulder all the way down to my fingers, and it's been going on for 2 weeks, and I went to the doctor about it when I was out of town and everything, and I mean, wow, that's me that you're praying for. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. God. I'm excited about that. I receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, just extend and reach out and see. Let's see what kind of pain were you having prior to this. If you look at 0 as being no pain and 10 as being really excruciating pain, where was it, or was it just the tingling?
No, it was. It started in my shoulder, and it wasn't excruciating, but it was very uncomfortable. I would have to. It was from my elbow. And my forearm, I would have to massage it, and I would have to let it just pass. You know what I mean? You feel that tingling and that, and I would just sit there and let it just pass. But I would rub it and just, you know, wait for it to pass. So it wasn't excruciating, but it was very uncomfortable. My fingers, my two fingers on that arm, was tingling real bad, and it had gotten worse in the past few days. And I would say in the past week, it had gotten worse.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, can you tell any change in it now?
Well, I don't feel anything now. I don't feel anything. Well, it comes and goes. It would come and go. But right now, I don't feel anything.
Okay. Well, we thank God that it's gone forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's not coming back, and we say you cannot come back in Jesus' name.
You cannot come back. Amen.
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 Amen. We give it a charge. Do not come back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is awesome. Because, I'm sitting here saying, what in the world is going on? And, you know, and that's how the Lord, how he works with me, is I actually feel some of it. And he said, well, you need to pray for somebody. And I was like, oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
But he didn't say it was you. But glory to God. Glory to God.
Well,
we thank
you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I kind of hear your husband in the background, Minister.
Oh,
Keith.
Do you?
I
let me put you on. Yeah, you hear him, huh? Okay, I have really my ear. Huh?
Oh, okay. I could just hear that he was there, and I know he's there because he's driving, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, yes.
Okay.
I have you in my ear.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Say it again. Say it again.
Let him know that we said hello.
Okay. She said hello. Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the loudspeaker. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say it again, sis.
Oh, we just wanted to say hello to you, Minister Keith. Glory to God.
Hi. Amen. Hi. Hello to you too.
Can you hear him?
Amen.
Hello to you too.
Yeah, yeah. I hear him very well. Amen. And
okay. We're
praying traveling mercies and angels all around you all as you go tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't have him on because of all the noise, you know, around us, you know, so I just had it in my ear. So yeah.
Okay. Understood.
Amen.
Absolutely. All right. Well, praise God. You know, sometimes he'll say, you know, you can't end the broadcast. I'm doing something. And that was one of the things. And I was like, well, she about to close out in prayer. He said, well, let's pray. Amen. I love God. You know,
amen.
God
is so good.
Now,
amen.
You know, and then the Lord has let us know that what he reveals, he heals. So he revealed that about you, which we talked a couple of times today.
No. Yeah.
And I did not have a clue about that. Amen. What God reveals, he does heal. And we've seen it time and time again. Hallelujah. Now, we also know that sometimes when God is healing someone, he may be healing someone else as well.
Amen.
So look for your healing as well, because he's enormous. Amen. He's big. As you were saying, he's enormous. He's big. He's vast. Amen. And so he can, while he's touching Minister Jackie O, he can be touching you too. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
As far as I know, I think we can go ahead and close now. I know I'm feeling better. Praise the Lord.
I am too. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray. We are just arriving in our house right now. Thank the Lord he brought us home safely. Yes, I'm walking. Yes, we are home safely. Yes, so I am going to go ahead and close in, and I am so glad to be home. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, amen. So, Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you've done. And, oh, my goodness, I receive a healing in the name of Jesus. And anyone else who may be experiencing the same thing, we thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you know just what to do at any moment and who to use. And I just thank you for using Apostle Kizzy for that healing prayer. And, Lord God, may you continue to bless each and every listener, everyone that's on this line and their families, and anyone that they're in touch with, Lord God. I just pray many blessings upon their lives, all the apostles, the pastors, the ministers, the people of God, the women of God, mother, pastor, mom. Lord God, I just thank you for her healing, and I thank you, Father, that you are a God who is so faithful. You're so faithful and so gracious and so kind and so loving and so powerful. And we thank you, Father God, that you know just what to do at any given time. So we receive healing. We receive empowerment of you living inside of us and giving us what we desire, what we need, Lord God. I just thank you for that. I thank you for your power and the Holy Ghost who teaches us all things and leads us into all truths.
I thank you, Father God, for your son, that you send your son, our big brother, to be our Lord and Savior. Lord God, I just thank you for who you are and how mighty and glorious you are, Lord God. I thank you for safe travels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for peaceful sleep tonight as we turn in and as we sleep. Lord God, may we sleep peacefully and wake up the next morning, Lord God, with you on our hearts and our minds. So we just thank you for this broadcast. I pray that you bless it in every way. I pray that you bless all of our endeavors and what you're calling us to do. We know that it's already done, is that we just have to walk in it. We thank you for awakening the giant that's inside of us, and that is you, yes. Lord God. We acknowledge that you are the giant inside of us. You've given us everything that we need in order for us to do what we do. And so, Father God, I thank you for that. We give you all the glory and honor. Continue to order our steps as we move forward in our each ministry in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for your power and the power of the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you. I'm just so grateful and thankful. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise for everything that was said, everything that was done, everything that was led by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you again.
Minister Jackie O, it has been a pleasure. It's been a wonderful learning experience being with you and walking with you. And we will continue to be in touch. I know we're both busy, but when God says the same, we'll come together. Amen.
We will.
Amen.
We will.
So
amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I just know by his spirit that he is indeed catapulting you at this time. Hallelujah.
Oh,
opening doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah. And what I see in the spirit is that there were doors that you were looking at and expecting them to open years ago. And this is the set time. Hallelujah. This is the set time for those doors by his spirit to open. And the Lord says, walk boldly. Hallelujah. Walk boldly through every door, knowing that in me you are totally equipped. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive it. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we want to end tonight with your song, Stronger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
Praise
you,
God.
Everyone.
God.
Love you all.
God bless you all. Amen.
Traveling through this life has not been easy, no way. God never promised it would be. But looking back over my life, this one thought comes to mind. He was there all the time. Lord, I want you to know that I am grateful in every way. That's why this longing in my heart keeps getting stronger every day. Through every trial and experience, my love for you is serious. Since you have shown me the way, I wanna grow stronger. You. sacrifices to make. I'm determined to go on and look forward to your heavenly throne. I want to grow
Y'all tell the people them, don't.